Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's good morning. Great to have you on the show. The Raiders, you know, they needed to bolster their secondary with the loss of Charles Woodson last year to retirement. What is your take on West Virginia rookie Carl Joseph? What will he bring to the Raiders secondary?
Well, we got to see how he, you know, responds physically, obviously, after the knee injury. But I got to tell you something. And watching tape and doing the draft profile on him, the word that I came across, you know, the word that jumped off the screen at me was urgent. I don't know. You want football players who love the game. If you watch Carl Joseph play at West Virginia, and this is a guy who plays high safety, plays low safety, he plays in the box, he can play single high, he plays cover two, he plays cover three, he'll hit you. But Carl Joseph plays with a love of the game that is infectious. And when you're trying to replace one of the smartest, most instinctive secondary members in the history of the game in Woody, you want to go find a guy who has the same type of love of the game. And that's what Carl Joseph has. So I think, you know, in getting Carl Joseph, you got a guy who is not only instinctive, but plays with a level of love and urgency that I think is going to be a great fit on that young team. And I think it's exactly what the Raiders needed to keep building on that momentum that they've had from some of their draft picks over the last couple of years. So I think I thought it was a fantastic pick. I'm not sure if he's going to be 100% this year mentally because he's coming off that knee injury. But by the same token, I think the football player, I think he's a fantastic football player, and I think it's an excellent fit.
All right, Lance, love to hear that. Now, for the offensive line, a lot of people are looking to the Raiders and saying, you know what, this team has got a bolstered offensive line and it's looking really good. They addressed it in free agency last year with Rodney Hudson. They had the addition of Kaliche Osimile this year. What do you think about that Raiders offensive front?
Well, I can tell you I'm a big fan of Kaliche Osimile and his ability to play in either scheme, you know, a zone scheme or more of a gap power-based scheme. To me, he is one of those rare players with size and athleticism. He has had some injury issues, and he's been inconsistent at times. You're paying top dollar for a top dollar player who needs to bring his A game at all times. And that hasn't always been the case, but from a talent standpoint, you look at what the Raiders have, at Gabe Jackson and Kaliche Osimile. You could argue they're one of the top four guard combinations, top five guard combinations in the NFL. If they play to their levels. And both of them are young core guys who should be there for a while. Rodney Hudson, a very smart, little undersized, but when you got those two big monsters next to you, I think that kind of helps Hudson being a little undersized, having Osimile and Jackson next to him. So I like the interior of the Raiders. I like the guard, center guard combination. Now, I think at tackle, you know, to me, that's where the Raiders still have some issues. Donald Penn is a little bit getting older, and I'm not in love with the swing tackle over there and Watson. I think Austin Howard is just kind of an average guy, so I still think there's work to be done at the tackle spot. But up the middle, guard, center, guard, you look at obviously the running back position now, I think is you know, in pretty good shape based on what we saw from Murray last year. And, of course, I really am a fan of what the Raiders have done at the skill position. So, I like what they've done offensive line-wise. I do still think there's some work to be done at tackles, and I think you'll see that this year. But the ability to try to impose your will with some power running, I think, just got a little bit better with the addition of Osimile and with another year under his belt for Gabe Jackson.
Lance, Lo'Neal here. If this team is going to get to the playoffs and Carr is going to continue to grow with Amari Cooper and Watson and all the receivers that he have in Crabtree, if he doesn't turn the ball over and doesn't give his defense a short field, how good can this defense be, and how far will this team go if Carr doesn't self-destruct and have to win games? Because this year I don't think he's going to need to go win games. I think he just got to make sure that he just plays within himself.
I mean, I got to tell you, Lo, I kind of like the construct of the Raiders. They could be better up front. That's you know, I mean, Dan Williams, he is who he is. I don't think he's transcendent along the defensive line. And I know Mario Edwards is becoming a better player than some people thought he might be. And there are some people around the league who are very high on Jihad Ward. We're very high on Jihad Ward. I think you got to get more rush from those interior linemen if you can to help out Khalil Mack a little bit. But the addition of Bruce Irvin, who is a card-carrying edge rusher, the addition of a big cornerback in Sean Smith, you know, Reggie Nelson, who's been around the game and been a quality high safety over there in Cincinnati, a Carl Joseph, who I think is not only talented but has the type of football passion and the football IQ and the football character that you want. I got to be honest with you. If Khalil Mack can get that rush like a Von Miller, and you get another guy off the other side like Bruce Irvin coming in and taking some of that pressure off of Khalil Mack, seeing all the, you know, all the protection slid to his side, I think with the addition of a good man cover corner, I don't think he's great, but Sean Smith is better than what you had there. I think the Raiders could get better quickly. And here's a key component. You get up on teams offensively and force them into situations where they have to become more predictable in terms of, and especially if you play well on first down, and you know this well, you turn a team into a passing team or a predictable team at all, and pass rushers get to eat much more than usual. So I think for the Raiders, it's key to play from ahead and then to be very good on first down so that you can turn offenses into predictable units so that you can, you know, pin your ears back and really get after quarterbacks. Because you got some guys who will eat now. I mean, Bruce Irvin can go eat for you. There's no question of what Khalil Mack can do. And then you got that speed at the linebacking core. I got to tell you, man, it looks, you know, there's some potential here. I'm not as big on Shalik Calhoun, so I don't expect him to be a big factor as a pass rusher. But Irvin, this guy knows how to get after the quarterback.
Lance, a lot of excitement in these neck of the woods in regard to the Raiders this year. What would you say constitutes a successful season for the Raiders?
I'd say 10 wins and a playoff spot. I mean, you know, let's be real. When you make the jump, success now has to be measured differently with the Raiders. You got a franchise quarterback, a face of the franchise. You got a guy in Amari Cooper, who is a true wide receiver one. You got one of the premier pass rushers in the entire league now. You add a quality cornerback in Sean Smith. So excuse time is over. You spent a lot of money on Kalichio Simile the year before on Rodney Hudson. So now, in a division, frankly, that has a chance to be down a little bit, I would say that winning the division is a realistic goal, and getting into the playoffs is what you shoot for. And I think if you fall short of that, I think it's a little bit of a disappointment for the Raiders. I'm not saying that they're a favorite to get into the playoffs, but I also think that they're one of the teams who people outside of the Bay Area, and where you guys are, we are talking about the Oakland Raiders now as a factor.
It's Lance Zierlein from Sports Talk 790 down in Houston with Chad Joinlo on 95.7 The Game. Lance, I did have a 49ers question for you. Just your thoughts. What's your take on Jeff Driscoll, the quarterback out of Louisiana Tech? Does he have any chance to emerge in a couple of years to be their guy?
I don't think so. I think he's one of these guys that you're going to hear a lot about, though, because let me tell you, when he could sit in the pocket and just wing it, man, did he look pretty. He's a big guy with a great delivery, a great mechanics, and he looks really, really good when he's not bothered in the pocket and he gets to sit in there and just fling it around. The problem I saw on tape with him in my draft work is that when the bullets fly and it gets a little noisy in the pocket, he turns into a different guy. The head drops down, the eyes drop, and he becomes a more rushed, impatient player. And I don't think that changes. Honestly, I think it's in you. That level of confidence and poise, you either have it or you don't, and you can get a little bit better with it. But the NFL is all about heating you up at the quarterback position. And so that's why I think for as much as Jeff Driscoll will look good in practice and will look the part in the uniform, I have my doubts that he'll be able to take that step to the next level as an NFL quarterback, as long as he's unable, in my opinion, to really handle consistent pressure on the NFL level. Because as we know from watching the 49ers, they're going to allow some pass rush, that's for sure.
And Lance, a lot of change with the retirement of Peyton Manning. Right now, who would you give the edge to in the AFC West? Would it be the Raiders? Would it be the Broncos or the Chiefs?
I'm going to go Chiefs just a little bit. You still have a very good defense. Alex Smith is turnkey quarterback. Good running game. I'm going to go Chiefs. I think they're the most consistent team with on both sides of the ball. But in terms of high-end players, high-end young core players, you know, that advantage obviously to me is going to go to the Raiders. So the Chiefs have the more consistent roster on both sides, and I think a proven coach in Andy Reid. I think that what the Raiders have is the more they have a greater opportunity to flash at a higher level. So I'd say, you know, the Raiders have a chance to really take off. But in terms of if you want to just a consistency play, well, then the Chiefs would be your play in terms of the safe play in the division.
All right. He's one of the best sports talkers in all the country. Sports Talk 790 down in Houston and an NFL scout, Lance Zierlein, on Twitter at Lance Zierlein with Chad, Joe, and Lowe on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Lance, thank you, my friend. We'll catch up soon, buddy.
All right. Sounds good. Good talking to you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.